Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga. And after going through the whole analysis of how our actions, our knowledge, our ego works, the final advice is act which comes naturally to you. Act which is a part of your inner nature, in a sense that your mental makeup today is made up of all the experiences that you've experienced in the past that has created your vasanas and desires and tendencies. It is not possible to get rid of them overnight just because I have come to realize that meditation is the goal. Those vasanas will create own pressure. And therefore Bhagavan said to Arjuna that even though you run away from this battle, this war, because now you have come to the conclusion that it is not right. I have to kill my kith and kin, my teachers, my grandsire. And you may run away now, but your nature will compel you to fight this war. It will compel you to act according to your nature. You can run away from the world, but you can't run away from your own nature. Basically, that's what we have seen. So last verse we had seen says, yat ahankaram ashritya. If by your own ego that I know what is right and this is not a war I want to fight, against your own nature, if you run away, mithesha vyavasayaste prakrutahitvam niyokshate, that resolve will be vain and of no value. Because your nature will propel you to act according to its own nature. And your nature today is your kshatriya, your prince. Your dharma is to fight this just war for your own right, for your family, and for the community. This is what you are trained for all your life. This is what you are made up of. So act according to your own nature. The next verse we say, Svabhava jena kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechasi yat mohat karishya avasho apitat. By your nature, whatever is natural, it will happen. You will be forced to act according to that nature. And then comes the three verses which kind of summarizes what we have done so far. And it says, Ishvarah sarvabhutanam rudeshe arjuna tishtate. We have heard this over and over and over again from all religions. Bhagavan sits in your heart. Bhagavan resides in your heart. So now it explains it. Ishvarah sarvabhutanam rudeshe arjuna tishtate. So how people act? Where does all empowerment to act come for all beings? All beings are acting according to their own nature. We have heard this story where this one sage has seen that little, what you call it, the scorpion. Yeah, scorpion was drowning. He picks up the scorpion, put it on the ground. The scorpion bites and falls again into it. Next time he picks it up again, he bites again. So somebody says, why are you doing it? He said, that it's nature to bite me. It's my nature to save him. It is acting according to its nature. I'm acting according to my nature. So basically, the advice is do not fight your own nature. By acting within your nature, without attachment, without expectation for the fruits of actions, you will transcend your nature and purify your mind and intellect and achieve the goal which you're trying to achieve, which is the eternal peace, the bliss which you're looking for. ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदयसे तिष्ठति अर्जुन. ईश्वर सिटिंग इन द हार्ट्स ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स empowers them to act. What empowers me to act is my life force. Consciousness in me allows me to speak, allows me to listen, allows me to walk, allows me to do whatever. That consciousness is the Ishvara. The one who is identifying with this limited body, mind and ego is Jivatma. That is me. That is Nilkant. So is you, so is she, so is he. Put all the being together. That which identifies with all the beings is Ishvara. So in my level, I'm Ishvara of my being. You are Ishvara of your own being. But when it comes to the entire Jagat, that which identifies with all the being, the entire Prakriti is Ishvara. So, Ishvara is sitting in the heart of all beings. My ego, my conditioned consciousness in me, identifying with this body, mind, and intellect, empowers me to do what I need to do. So, that propels me to do in the field of my vasanas and desires. So, you do the same, so does she, so does he, so do all the beings. Empowered by the Ishvara sitting in the hearts of all the beings. And as Swamiji says, heart does not mean a physical heart, but that it is core of your being, yourself, your consciousness. Ishvara has sarva bhutanam. So what is common among all the beings is the consciousness. That consciousness which today I think is mine is different than yours, yours is different than hers, is my misunderstanding. Same space, as we have seen so many times before, is in the room, is also in the next room, in the next room, in the next room, also in the bathroom. But we think the bathroom space is not, you know, holy, so we can't take the Bhagavad Gita there. Space is the same. Same space which is in this room is also in the bathroom. But it is conditioned by the conditioning of the bathroom. What we objection to is the conditioning of the bathroom. Not this space. Space remaining pristine is conditioned by what's happening in this room, what's happening in the bathroom, what's happening in the kitchen, what's happening in the living room or in the bedroom. The differentiation is in the conditioning, but not in the core being. So Bhagavan said, beings are different, Ishvara is the same Ishvara, functioning through all the being. Ishvara sarva bhutanam, hrudeshe tishtati. Brahmayan sarvabhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. Here is where I think we really need to understand what Bhagavan is saying. He says they are revolving in this sansar, in this maya. In this world, now I have created I in the field of my action. And now I am functioning in this field of my action, controlled by the laws of this maya. See, I can have free will to act within the laws of nature. But I really don't have a free will to change the laws of nature. If it's raining outside, I can open up my umbrella. That's my free will. But I don't have free will to stop rain. Never going to let the rain in my backyard. That free will you don't have. You are controlled by the laws of nature, laws of Prakriti. That Prakriti is like a machine. It does not have emotions and discrimination. It does not say that Neil is a nice guy, so when he jumps from the second floor window, I need to protect him. Laws of gravitational force will act on me as a nice guy, same as it will act on somebody not so nice guy. So as if we are all mounted on a machine, we are revolving in this world, we are acting in this world, driven by the laws of nature, laws of Prakriti. Within that sphere which I am working in, I may have a free will. So Swamiji says, what you meet in life is your destiny. How you meet is your free will. That's your purushartha. What I did till yesterday, I really don't have any control over. And therefore, what I meet today is my destiny. If I start driving from here on 95 North, and by the time I reach New Jersey Turnpike, I realize that, I was supposed to go to Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, at that point, there is no way that I can be back into Richmond instantaneously. I have to accept that I am on New Jersey Turnpike, going in a wrong direction. That's my destiny, because that's what I did. Now, what I do with that knowledge that I'm on New Jersey Turnpike, I'm supposed to go to south to Raleigh, North Carolina, is my free will. Either I can decide to continue on 95 North, hoping that the Raleigh North can show up sometime, or I can turn around. So Bhagavan said, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani, all the beings, there is no exception, that there is none who has a privilege to act against the will of nature. Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantrarudhani Mayaya. And we said Prakriti is a product of Maya. This Prakriti, which I see as the multitude of things and beings, came out of this one singularity, is an illusion created by my own ego, created I in the world. This Prakriti is a product of Maya, and it is driven by the laws of Maya. And therefore Bhagavan said, as if everyone is mounted on this machine, but they are empowered by whom? Ishvara. Only Ishvara, as long as it is functioning through you, that you realize that you are part of this Prakriti. When this conscience is not there, there is neither a Prakriti nor a Purusha. So, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya. There I do not have a choice. And therefore, I should do what is in line with the Dharma Chakra. That's what they also call it, Dharma Chakra. The will of Dharma. Will of Dharma, that will which without any exception follows the Dharma of all things and beings. There will be always a winter after summer. After winter, there will be spring. That's the wheel of Dharma. Never get reversed. So Bhagavan said, you must recognize your own nature. Also recognize the wheel of Dharma. You build your house in the floodplain, and then a flood comes. Who is responsible? You. A few years ago, I went to Surat. Surat has a beautiful river, the Tapti River, wide, very wide floodplain. And I grew up going there. And a few years ago I went, then all the floodplain, all the little houses all over the place. I said, who allowed them to do this? It would be an architect and a planner. I said, oh, this is insane. He said, oh no, there is a lot of now scarcity and the land is so valuable, so people are building all. But then came the big flood a few years ago. You remember the entire Surat was in about like 10, 13 feet of water. And came the plague. You go there now, completely clean. That floodplain was cleaned out by the administrator. Nature took care of it. As long as you are working against the nature, it hurt you. Once you follow the Dharma Chakra empowers you to make progress. So therefore I say, Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantra Rudhani Mayaya Tameva Sharanam Gacha Sarvabhavena Bharata. So here is the prescription. Therefore, take refuge in that Ishvara, that being who empowers all the being, including your own self. Right now I have taken refuge in my own ego. I can take care of it. I'll take care of my family. I can control my destiny. I'll take care of my security, my old age, 401k, IRA, I'm fine. Only to realize that one big crash comes, that whole security can be wiped out in a day. Bhagavan says, Tameva Sharanam Gacha Sarva Bhavena Bharata. Therefore, O Arjuna, take refuge in that almighty Ishvara, who empowers you to do all these things with sarva bhavana, with all your being. All your being, mind, body, intellect. Not physical sharanam only, but mind is saying, no, I'll still take care of myself. Or intellectually thinking, I don't know what these guys are talking about. 5,000 years ago, they didn't have 401k. That's why they're, if they're 401k, they will be relying on that. Sarva bhavena bharata. You do your part and ask for his grace. Tameva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharata. Tat prasadat param santim sthanam prapyasi saswatam. With the grace of Ishvara, once you aligned yourself with your own dharma, in the dharma of this nature, that you adjust according to how the world changes, and you follow your dharma religiously, you will achieve that peace, because you don't have any conflict anymore. Our conflict is, we think it's going to happen this, and this happened. That creates friction, agitation. But once I accept that this is the way the nature works, this is how things work, then there is peace. If things fall as per my expectation, I am at peace. But if my expectation was zero, if I bring my expectation down to zero, there is no expectation, therefore it will be always peace. So Bhagavan says, Tat prasadat, with its grace, Bhagavan, Ishvara will take care of you. That is his responsibility, not yours, to take care of all this tsunami and typhoon. He takes care of all of that. You take care of yourself. Tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapsyasi saswatam. You will get that supreme peace, that which cannot be broken by any happening outside. That peace you will find in saswatam sthanam. You will achieve that abode which is eternal. Right now this abode is temporary. I know I'm 65 and I do all my planning. And I say, just end somewhere about 78, 80. Because beyond that, I'm not really sure that I really need any protection. Because I know probability of me surviving beyond that is relatively minimal. So this is very temporary abode, temporary address. In other words, your identification will be with that eternal self, the consciousness, that you will never have to be shaken from. Lastly, iti me gnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyataram maya vimrushya etad asheshena yatha ichchasi tatha kuru. Instruction is complete. Bhagavad Gita ends right here actually. Bhagavan has given everything that needs to be told. This is what I have given you, the secret of all the secrets. Secret of all the secret is myself, which is with me, which is part of that supreme self, which is imperishable, has no limitations. And all my life I'm suffering through limitations. I'm not tall enough, I'm not powerful enough, I'm not wealthy enough. He is all the wealth, all the power. And I'm none other than him, but I can recognize it. Gnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyat. I have given you this knowledge, which is the secret of all the secret. Right now my mind and intellect are not capable of understanding it, therefore it's a secret. As long as I did not know that the key is in my pocket, it's a secret. Because my mind was not there. I'm looking all over the place, but not in my pocket. Once I realize key is in my pocket, param santim, right, instantaneous peace. Because I found what? Prapyasya prapti. I got something which I already had. I already had my key in my pocket. I just realized it's here. That realization gave me peace. All the agitation about where is the key, how am I going to go to the office, always, you know, you people take my key and then not put it on, all of that thing gone away. It's in my pocket. Bhagavan says, once you achieve that identification with the self, you achieve that param shanti. So, I gave you this secret Now it is up to you, Bhagavan says. Vimrishya etat asheshena. Reflect on it without leaving anything out. If you just take one verse and without any context, if you reflect on, maybe you may not understand. But you take the entire teachings of Bhagavad Gita, reflect on it, what we have discussed so far from chapter 1 to 18, and then come to a conclusion, what is right for me? And then say, yatha icchasi tatha karo. Then you do exactly what you think is good for you. Complete freedom. We talked about whether we have a free will or destiny. Bhagavan says a complete freedom. Within the sphere of your actions, you decide based on your own knowledge what is good for you. So, yatha icchasi tatha karo. And Bhagavan ends his discourse here. But the next few verses, well, one more time Bhagavan says, but it's like, we say, okay, I told you everything I need to do. Now you go and do whatever it is. And then as soon as it turns out, but one more thing. So one more thing will come in the next few verses. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.